Back on the Pinnacle Bank postgame show, Brandon Maney here with Campbell County Camels head coach Micah Christensen. Okay, good start to the game. Okay, Rock Springs comes down and they punch it in on their first drive, but then your offense comes out and responds with a drive of their own. What did you see from your offense on that opening drive that you liked?
Man, just sustaining a drive, you know, in itself. You know, the offense really stepped up and competed tonight, and that first drive was indicative of the way they played all night, and couldn't be more proud and happy with the way that they played tonight. So,
and it kind of went hand in hand with VJ Pitter, got his first start at running back tonight. What did you see from your sophomore ball carrier early on in the game?
VJ did a really good job of getting downhill. He made some good reads, and then when he got to the second level, you know, he's a guy that put his shoulder down and you know, punished kids a little bit, and it just gives us a whole different look out there with him running the ball. Bradley's a heck of a runner as well, but two different style of runners, and really excited to see him step up and take the reins there.
Yeah, Briley's maybe a little bit more of a physical runner, and he's just a kid that goes out there and plays so well, which was surprising to see a rare slip-up, a fumble inside the 10-yard line. Did you feel at that point that maybe that deflated your sails a little bit when you had that fumble inside their own 10?
Oh, yeah, that definitely, you know, anytime you turn the ball over in a position where you're doing really well and things are going your way, and it really shows up on the field and when we're not playing particularly well on defense, and those guys got to go back out there, you know, and their daubers are already down. It's tough to come back from those, but again, it's another learning experience that those guys got to learn to fight through and play a little better.
Yeah, it seems like in Mason Randall's a great running back for Rock Springs, but a lot of times it was one-on-one with the defender, and he just would find a way to juke his way out or slip his way out. What did you see from your defenders in those one-on-one situations?
A lot of that, and, you know, it was really disheartening to see, you know, the way that we tackled last week, you know, as opposed to this week. You know, it kind of took a step back. Granted, the level of running back was significantly higher. He is a great quality back, but gosh dang, we had him wrapped up a few times and just couldn't finish tackles. A lot of reaches again tonight, stopping our feet and looking, and things that we got to really do a lot of fixing on the defensive side of the ball.
What's the solution to that? Just trying to get more gang tackling? I mean, more guys to the ball carrier? I mean, what do you do to try and remedy that?
Yeah, you know, gosh dang, there were so many things tonight that we need to improve on. Our defensively up front, it started, you know, with them. It's not all on them, but we did a lot of high pad level, you know, looking and not engaging, getting upfield, you know, not maintaining gap integrity. And then on the second level with our linebackers, you know, we didn't tackle very well. And again, same thing, we didn't maintain gap integrity when we were blitzing guys and they'd get caught peeking. You know, with that back, he's so good at showing you one thing and then bouncing it, you know, where he wants to go. And our young linebackers several times got caught exposed there, you know, trying to do too much and playing another guy's gap and peeking in there. And all that takes with a back of that quality is a peek. And then he's, you know, in your gap and you're not there where you need to be. And so, you know, those were the biggest things up there. And, you know, the biggest thing I think we take out of tonight is our level of intensity on the defensive side of the ball and not being able to tackle well.
So from a confidence standpoint, this is a Rock Springs team that after tonight is going to be in the top half of the league standings in play for a home playoff game, which means top four. And I thought really for the first half, you guys were right in the ball game. I mean, how much confidence does that give you moving forward?
You know, and that's something I tried to preach to the kids tonight, you know, after the game. And they played so well on the offensive side of the ball. It's so discouraging, you know, to on the flip side, it's like Jekyll and Hyde, you know, play so poorly on the defense side of the ball. If they could just put those two together, I don't think they realize that they could have put themselves in a really good position to compete in this game and make it a lot better game than it turned out to be. But, you know, hopefully they'll keep their heads up, and we're still really encourage them. There's a lot of coaching to be done, and I don't see any quit in them yet, and just show up to work again on Monday.
So you've got a lot of guys that go both ways. Do you find success on offense carries over to defense? Or I mean, late in the game, Rock Springs had a backup in who fumbled the ball, and then one or two plays later came up with an interception on defense and kind of atoned for that. Is there a carryover, or is it starts over when you're on that other side of the ball?
God, I'd love to think that there was a carryover, and a correlation there, and typically there is. But definitely did not see that tonight. It was a one-sided affair, and I thought, with our offense catching fire, it would, carry over to the defensive side of the ball, and just unfortunately didn't see that tonight.
You've had a lot of tough matchups so far this year, and now probably comes the toughest one next week, Sheridan, what's generally regarded as the number one team in 4A football. Real quick, just a quick snapshot, how do you view the matchup with Sheridan?
Well, Sheridan's, everything is as advertised. They are a quality team. They bring a lot of guys back from that state championship team a year ago, and they're always coached very well. They've got a lot of veterans on that team right now and some good young guys as well, and they're effective in all phases of the game. They've got a real good physical run game. They're really big out front. And their quarterback, being a first-year starter this year, he can still sling the rock pretty good. He's a brother of a kid that was a really, really good quarterback for him several years back, and he's holding that family tradition, true, and we've got our work cut out for us next week.
All right. Well, Coach Christensen, thanks for joining us here on the Pinnacle Bank postgame show. Safe trip back to Gillette, and we'll see you out there next Friday night against Sheridan.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. You as well.
All right. That's going to do it here from Rock Springs, where the Tigers went on homecoming tonight. 61-12, the final over the Camels.